Have you found yourself stuck in an endless loop to please God by your actions? Pastor Jeff offers a grace-based remedy on today's edition of Sound Doctrine, starting now.
And they tried so hard, but they always blew it. Because you can't obey the law, because we're sinners. And because we're sinners, we break it all the time. They were frustrated religious people. There's nothing worse, because they feel that they have it, whatever it is, but they're empty.
Discerning the thoughts and the intents of my heart, Lord, give me understanding. Open your word to life, the cure in need. I know you've got plans for me.
Confrontation can be unpleasant, awkward, and for some a little scary. When confronting a person, it requires a mindset of love and conviction. But when Stephen confronted the religious leaders, saying they were wrong in serving God by the law instead of faith, that required him to be filled with conviction and the Holy Spirit as well. Pastor Jeff says obeying the law is futile because, as sinners, we always break it. That's why grace was given to us at the cross of Jesus Christ. With our third installment of the study titled Resisting Change Part 1, let's join Pastor Jeff in Acts chapter 7.
Plans to improve and correct my soul. Plans to transform and make me whole. Lord, your word is truth. Give me understanding.
Then it says, said the high priest. And this high priest was the same high priest that was at Jesus's court case. And he was the same Caiaphas as back then. So here he is again, now dealing with Stephen. And the high priest looks at Stephen, says, your face looks, what'd you do to your face? Look at that face. I can't even look at him. He probably couldn't. I mean, he was just, you know, looking right at him. You know, those eyes. Oh, my eyes. He said to the high priest, are these things so? Did you say these things? He could have said, no, and been done with it. He didn't do that. But it's time that he testifies. It's time he shares this incredible Bible study. Now, over in Matthew chapter 10, you don't have to turn there. I'll just give it to you real quick. In verse 16, Matthew 10, 16. Behold, Jesus said, I send you forth as sheep amongst wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men. Beware of Paul at one time. I mean, he'll come and he'll take you away to jail, or he'll kill you for your faith, you know. No, beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils. And this is where Stephen is. And they will scourge you in their synagogues. You remember the promise that Jesus said? In the world, you're going to have tribulation. And if you live a godly life, you will be what? Persecuted. That's one of those precious promises. Hide it within your heart. Thank you, Lord. No, none of us want to be persecuted. But because you are who you are, you will be hated. You will be persecuted. You're living a righteous life. You're living for the Lord. You stick out. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. You should be lit for the Lord. I want to be lit. You know, usually they talk about that's it with drugs or drinking or something, right? I'm really lit, you know. No, I'm talking about in Jesus' name to really be lit up. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to hide it under a bushel. No. I am not going to let Satan it out. No. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to be a Christian wherever I go. And it's interesting because I remember being in the construction trade and being with the guys in a circle standing around, and those guys saying all kinds of weird stuff. I mean, just to try to blow my mind. And I just look at them. And they look at me and go, oh, okay, I'm sorry. And we kind of speak to them a little bit, how stupid they are in talking like that and in trying to blow my mind, you know? I'm not going to let it. And they did things. They would set things up. They would put pictures up. They would do all kinds of stuff. Anybody know about that kind of stuff? A few of you. Been persecuted at work. It happens. But you're a Christian. Rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. God's done a work in your heart. You have been changed forever. You have such a hope, such a joy, such a shalom, a peace that passes human understanding, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. You go, well, I don't really look at it that way. Hey, just continue to ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit, to fill you with that comforter, that power from on high. It comes, the power is what we go off on. The power is what we run on. We can't do anything without Him. But with Him, I can do all things. But notice, he says, but beware of men. They're going to deliver you up to councils. They will scourge you. And then verse 18 says, and you shall be brought before governors, kings, for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Against the Jews and the Gentiles. Well, yeah, for sure. Because neither one of them has found the way, the truth, and the life. They have yet to discover that there's one way to heaven. Jesus. There's no other way. That's it. A child understands it. God made it simple so kids could come to the Lord. And man, this last Easter, we saw so many kids come to the Lord on that Saturday of the kids' jubilee. So many kids so simply just received and came. God, just fill them with your Spirit. Let them never forget. So it's his time to testify now. Here he shares Jesus, but he uses the past and what they understood and what he knew they understood about the past, the Old Testament, to reveal this whole new order, this whole new way of life. This new order, of course, is in and through Christ. And there's no other way. It really hasn't anything to do with a place. So the temple, Jesus already said, you know, the temple, well, it's coming down. There's not going to be one stone left on another. Man, when they heard that, blasphemy, and they freaked out. I mean, he just told them right up front. It was 40 years after his death that it took place, but it took place just as he said. And they suffered greatly because they didn't understand who was in their midst. They just thought he's trouble. More than trouble. The whole earth shook because of this trouble. Because, man, those that were on Calvary, Mount Calvary, when he died, whoa. The centurion said, truly, this was the Son of God, or is the Son of God. They couldn't believe what they were seeing, what they were beholding. I mean, it was unreal what was taking place. Here, Stephen reveals that spirituality is more than a temple, more than a procedure, more than the law. You see, the law was everything to the Jew. If you did the law, you were a righteous person. Ah, that's great. You mean I can just do this, 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 and this, and I'm righteous? Well, I can do that. I'm going to do that. And they tried so hard, but they always blew it. Because you can't obey the law. Because we're sinners. And because we're sinners, we break it all the time. And they were frustrated. Frustrated religious people. There's nothing worse. Because they feel that they have it, whatever it is, but they're empty. And they have no display of it, you know? And they have nothing, but they've just been blinded by tradition. And this is the way we've always done it. And we now worship the law. The law is our Savior. But it doesn't save. The law was built, Paul said, in Romans, it was put together to just condemn us and to show us that none of us can, we all fall short of the glory of God. None of us can do it. And that's why the law, the Ten Commandments, the Big Ten, was put down. Because God wanted us to see there's no other way. We can't do it. And that's why it's not about the law. It's not about the temple. And he's about ready to blow their minds as he goes back and slowly but surely through the Old Testament, through these great men of God that were placed there by God to reveal to them that everything that they believed in was wrong. And at the very end, well, I'm not going to go there because I want you to wait and see what happens at the very end because it is so incredible. Jesus is going to be there very strong. The Jews misunderstood their spiritual roots. That's what's going on. And these religious Jews resisted God's new way of what it means to be born again. Jesus brought it up to Nicodemus, and he couldn't believe it when he heard. You mean I got to get back in my mother's womb? No. That's not born again. Born again is you were born by a spiritual or by a fleshly father. Now you need to be born again from your father, which is in heaven, spiritually. There's two births going on here. And if you haven't been born of God, then you're not a child of God. And it's so powerful. It's so simple. So this new way to be changed, to be like Jesus. Over in 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read a few scriptures here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Listen to what he says. Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Man, I love that verse. Don't you know this? Those of you that are Christians tonight, you need to know this, that God lives inside of you by his Spirit. You have your own personal Jesus walking with you every day through whatever you go through. So you can talk it over with him immediately. Dr. Jesus is with you. I got a pain here, Lord. Oh, heal it. You know? And you know, you're just walking in prayer, walking in just really relationship with him. He's there. So that's an important verse. And then over in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, verse 19, what? Question mark. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you? Again, he repeats it. Which you have of God, and you are not your own. You've been bought with a price, the precious blood of the Lamb. You've been redeemed. You've been restored. You've been reconciled. You've been brought back to your Creator by the blood that Jesus shed, that you said, I believe in that. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he shed his blood to cleanse me. And if I was the only sinner in the world, he would have died for me because God loves me. Verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 6, he says, for you are bought with the price, therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. All of a sudden, now your body is not your own. You just sold it out. Now you belong to him. Every little thing in your body is his. And that's how we got to be careful. We have to glorify God with these bodies. And not ruin, or, you know, it's like this one brother was, you know, taking a big hit off a cigarette. Yeah, I know, I love the Lord so much. You know, and that stuff, that poison is going into him. What about your body? I don't know. I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. You just throw it down. Oh, come on, man. I'm addicted. Well, he breaks those bondages. He's Jesus. He sets the captives free. You're captive to that cancer stick. He'll set you free to that drug, to that pornography. You say, no, it's too strong. It gets me every time, and it woos me back, and I have to do it again and again and again. No, he can break the barrier. But you have to ask him. You have to cry out to him and say, Lord, help me. Come into my life. Get me out of this stuff. This is killing me. It's killing my family. My wife, she's about ready to leave me. It's too much. I can't put it down. You got to receive the Lord tonight. Don't even go home without him. Take him with you. Receive him. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 6. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 6 now. In verse 16, he says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. We're walking holy places. God lives inside of us. Think about that for a while. That's why this temple stuff was so bizarre. And they worshiped. Today, you go over to Israel, they're bowing to a wall. And you go, hey, hello. What's the wall saying? Have you ever tried to talk to a wall? Nothing. Why are you doing this? Well, because it's tradition. This is what we do. And they're locked into it. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore? Because of this. Because you are his people, his children, wherefore come out from amongst them, talking about the world, no compromise, and be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch the unclean thing. Don't go there, and I will receive you. Look at, he's just telling us how to be received by him. Just say, okay, Lord, keep me holy. Lord, I'm gonna give you my heart. I'm gonna give you my life. And I'm going to seek you from this moment on. And I will be, and here's his promise. I'll receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. To be a son or a daughter of the Lord God, think about that position. Called the children of God. Blessed of the Lord, under his tutelage, under his power, under his blessing, on a constant basis, under his leadership. Whew. That's amazing. He is Emmanuel, right? What does that mean? God with us. He's God with us, in us, through us, in Christ. What a transformation. What a change comes to those who see that religion saves nobody. And those of you know that are very religious, they need the Lord. Religion doesn't save. Jesus saves. You got to ask him, are you born again? You have the Spirit of God living inside of you? I never knew it was possible. What are you talking about? Oh, you know, you can have God's Spirit living in you. Because there's a lot of people who say, I know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they just go, la, 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 la. And they wrap it off, you know. It's all here. It's all here. It's not here. You know, and you can tell when they speak with their mouth, it's not here. Because out of the heart come the issues of life. And that's where a person's at. And you just listen to them for a while and you find out exactly where they're at, whether they are born again or not. So, he alone makes new creations. And I want to end with this scripture in Luke chapter 22, verse 31. He says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you." Peter, Peter, Satan wants you that he may sift you like wheat. Here's Peter. He loves the Lord. He wants to serve the Lord. But he's being warned by Jesus. Satan wants to sift him. And he's warning him, you have a personal devil. I'm sorry. Peter, this is welcome to the real world. When you chose me, you chose sides. Now there's somebody that hates you, that wants to take you out. Get it. He wants to have you. He wants to sift you like wheat. It's a slow death to those who are backsliding. They all of a sudden, you know, find themselves in drinking like they've never drank before. And yet, you don't get the high that you used to get. I hear that all the time. They were in drugs before, and so they go back to drugs, and they go, I got to take so much more, and it's just not like it was. Well, sure it's not. You're not who you used to be. You're backslidden. You got to come home. But I have, and here's Jesus, Luke 22:32. I have prayed for you, Peter. You see, he knew that Peter's in trouble. So Jesus says, I prayed for you that your faith would not fail. And when you are converted, when you really get born again and spirit-filled, and you get this whole thing, you're going to strengthen your brothers. And Peter kind of went off again and said, oh, Lord, you know, I'll die for you. You know, well, that's not going to happen. Peter was brave when the stuff's not coming down. But when it got real, a young girl said, you're one of them. And he cussed and he said, no, I'm not. You know, I mean, Lord, help us. Next week, we're going to get ready. We're really going to get into it. We're going to cover 50 verses, guys. I've just been easy on you, but I want you to bring your Bibles, large print, preferably King James, and we're going to go to 50 verses. We're going to have some awesome sights that you're going to see along the journey, but we're going to go quick, and we're going to cover most of the chapter, and then we're going to have the part 3 the next week. But it's a lesson through ancient Jewish history, how God uses the Old Testament to reveal this new order, this new work that he's going to do to save man, to change, to deliver, to bring life to those who are open to do it God's way. And we're going to see these guys resist. They don't want the Son. It's a shame because he's nothing but awesome. He's good. He's my hero. He saved my life. And he continues to do it. I mean, he doesn't give up. 45 years. And he's never let me down once.
Religion saves no one, but Jesus saves all those who come to him. And God wants to bring change for those who are willing to live on God's terms and not their own. Have you surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ today? Have you had your own copy of the study as well? If not, then give us a call at 1-800-353-7553. And when you do, please make mention of the study name, which is Resisting Change Part 1. Also mention the study number, which is 17319. If you'd like to go online, you can purchase this study from the radio website. The web address is sounddoctrineradio.org, and these studies are available for suggested donation of $5, which includes shipping and handling. We'd also invite you to take a look at our Sound Doctrine Radio website for a multitude of other studies and study aids in your time in the Word. From Genesis to Revelation, chapter by chapter, Pastor Jeff has been sharing God's Word in length and depth. There at sounddoctrineradio.com, he also offers a broad range of topical studies for everything we experience in the Christian life, marriage and the family, spiritual warfare, and so much more. That web address is sounddoctrineradio.org. Sound Doctrine is a ministry of Calvary Chapel of Downey. It's supported by generous listeners like you. If you'd like to be a part of this outreach ministry touching lives for the kingdom, go to sounddoctrineradio.org and click on the donate button. When you do, God will use your resources to further God's kingdom and making disciples through sound doctrine. Sometimes when we pray, we're not sure if it's effective. Yet, your God in heaven answers the prayers that you've offered, prayers of blessing for your own life and for others. He only asks for one thing in return. Are you willing to surrender yourselves absolutely into His hands? Legendary author and Bible teacher Andrew Murray provides wise counsel that will enable you to take a giant step closer to God as you begin your journey into perfect peace and trust. Discover the joys of absolute surrender to our loving Father today. And it's available for a suggested donation of $8, which includes shipping and handling. Simply call us at 1-800-353-7553 or go to our radio website. The address is sounddoctrineradio.org. And allow God to show you the blessings and effectiveness of a rich prayer life that comes from absolute surrender. May your heart, mind, and entire life be so built on sound doctrine, you're filled with God's Spirit overflowing with His love and convictions from His Word.
Lord, your Word is truth. Give me understanding. Give me understanding.